Hey there, friend. My name's Sarai, and I host a spooky, casual podcast called Freaky AF, where I tell you stories of conspiracies, true crime, and of the supernatural. So if that's your kind of shiz, come check us out. I'm sure we'll be great friends. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, and a bunch of other places. Or you can look us up on Twitter and Instagram. We're Freaky AF Pod. That's FreakyAFPod. Come get spooked, y'all.
I'm Maddie.
Yeah, I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos in this room.
Like a song, like a Santa snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble.
Sam.
Wow.
Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
I'm Maddie.
And we're
Witches Talking Tarot.
And sorry if my volume just changed there, because I realized I had to turn my microphone up as I was doing the intro, so... Hey, everybody. Today, I'm so excited. Today, we are talking about tattoos in spirituality and honestly, like, because there's so much overlap, like, human history, period, because it comes from a spiritual place and yet it doesn't always come from a spiritual place. And I'm so fucking excited to talk about this, y'all. And so I had to put on a tank top for today so that YouTube can see most of my tattoos. What's up, YouTube? If you're on YouTube, go ahead and like and subscribe, even though it's the beginning, and we usually do that at the end, since we're talking about it. Do it. And if you're not watching on YouTube and you're listening on a podcast platform, if you want to see tattoos, you should check out our YouTube.
Follow our Instagram. Maybe Amber will post a picture on Instagram.
Yes, yeah, I definitely can do that.
One of the things that was, like, really interesting to me was when they talked about how they made ancient or traditional tattoos. One of the ways was using like a thorn or a sharpened thing.
Some of them use like a bird's beak. One was a parrot.
Wow,
beak.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And they would literally tap and you would fucking bleed.
Yeah.
And then they would mix like charcoal in it.
Put it in there. Yes. When, like, okay, so you bring that up. So, okay. There's so much to talk about, guys, and I would never even have imagined there was this much, but there is. So, like, okay, so there's that, right, where they use charcoal to do it, but then, so there's decorative tattoos, and there's also therapeutic tattoos.
Really?
And in one of them, there was specifically, they tested, because, like, it's creepy. If you look up ancient origins of tattoos, you're going to find a lot of mummified skin pieces, which so gross.
Oh, like, yeah.
But also,
and you can do that nowadays. I'm just saying, like, if you die.
I actually told my children, like, if they wanted, they could take some of my ink to, like, preserve when I died. And they were like, that is disgusting.
I went to somebody's house who did taxidermy.
Oh, okay.
And her husband passed away. Oh, no. Her husband passed away and she saved his tattoos. And to me, to each their own. But I don't know if I could sleep
in the same room. This goes, like, okay. So one of the reasons that people have gotten tattoos historically is because the artwork that relates to themselves and their life and their life story.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in some of the cultures that I did research on, it talked about how tattoos were, like, a passport almost. It was literally identification. You could be identified by your specific tattoos in the civilization that you lived in. And that, to me, was really interesting.
That is interesting. And that's been used throughout history, not always a positive thing.
Right.
You
but
know,
also,
but
a lot of people, current era, that get tattoos, it's like they feel compelled to get them. They feel like it's a part of them. And I feel that way. And I once, about a decade or so ago, had seen a thing where people could have their tattooed skin removed at death and preserved for the art that it was. And I was like, that's cool, because most of my tattoos are original pieces. Like, this one and this one are not, but all of my other, well, actually the frog on my thigh is also not original, but, you know, except for those few, they're all original pieces of artwork, like, mm-hmm. you know, and I mean, they all mean something, especially to me. And, like, I did genuinely think about doing that, even though it is, like you said, to each their own, maybe a little bit gross or distasteful in some people, in some people's thought processes. But mm-hmm. just like your friend that preserved her husband's tattoos, it's because you look at those images and you immediately know the person that they mm-hmm. belonged to.
Right.
And I think that's beautiful. But back to what I was saying with the therapeutic tattoos, like, some of them have historically been decorative, but they've also discovered, like, there's somewhere the tattoo doesn't make sense, like, from a, even just from, like, a tribal, like, mm-hmm. Geometric shape standpoint, but, like, they found this one mummy where the dot tattoos lined up with where you would get acupuncture done to relieve
oh, wow.
pressure. Yeah. So
that is very interesting.
That is all throughout history that they have these therapeutic tattoos.
I believe it because acupuncture is an ancient practice. So that makes so much sense. I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah,
well, I feel like I've heard that recently. Yeah. I feel like I've heard that. Like if you get a tattoo here, it's supposed to help with migraines. I feel like I've heard that.
And that would make sense because like get the act of getting a tattoo there, it's mm-hmm. going to break up all the nerve mm-hmm. stuff that's going on and make it change the way it works.
Right.
There. But like, so the ancient people figured that out too. But more interesting even than just these tattoos that mm-hmm. had therapeutic purposes, and not just on this one lady, like there was an ancient Scythian chieftain.
Mm-hmm.
He, some of his, most of his tattoos were ornamental, but then he also had tattoos that were specifically in these places that would align with like back pain and whatever. And it was thought that they had to do with therapeutic reasons, right? So this one lady mummy that specifically I'm talking about, and I'm not sure if it was from South America or somewhere in Asia, but she's the one that had specifically the ones where you can like line these dots up and they match up with acupuncture exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But when they tested the skin of her decorative tattoos
mm-hmm.
versus the skin of the therapeutic looking tattoos,
mm-hmm.
like in the decorative tattoos, it was like charcoal, right? Like
uh-huh, said, right? Uh-huh.
And that's what made me think of this is because you were mentioning the charcoal piece. So that stuff was charcoal and that was how they colored that. But in the therapeutic tattoos, it was, there was remnants of plant matter.
Huh.
Because they
that's
were actually using a mixture of charcoal and some herbs. Kind of therapeutic herbs.
Wow. That is interesting.
In. Yeah. Cause like, you know, you talk about the knocking, right. To make them bleed. They mm-hmm. also did cuts.
I did read that. That was very popular in Africa, specifically that I read Africa. But it said one of the issues with that one, the cuts for some reason was more likely to develop infection as opposed to the stabbing for some reason. I wasn't sure about
that.
Well,
and I did not read that about the cuts, uh-huh. and maybe it has to do with the area that they were in, or maybe uh-huh. it's specifically like that method of doing it, because uh-huh. like the Scythians used cut from what I remember. Maybe it wasn't the Scythians.
Well, and because when they'd put the stuff over the cuts, when it would scar, it would be raised. It yes. wouldn't just be like a regular scar.
Right. Well, mm-hmm. and I mean, honestly, like tattoo skin, it's mm-hmm. all scar tissue, even mm-hmm. like in the regular. Because, I mean, if you think about it, we're just using these man-made needles versus mm-hmm. needles that were created from natural materials, right? But it's that same, you know, you stab the skin and mm-hmm. ink is right there with the needle, so it's being forced in,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like injected, right?
Right.
So it's not a hollow needle. It's literally like, and I mean, a prison tattoo, it's the same thing. My daughter has a tattoo kit where she gives herself tattoos and it's the same thing. Like you're breaking open the skin and then you're introducing an ink. So when it heals over, it has that color there, right? One thing that they found in the Scythian tomb was there was a felt, it was a felt cutout of a ram. And when they test, like they did, they were doing all these things, right? And the Scythians, it was like, they lived 700 to 900 BCE, so like a couple thousand years ago, right? And they were, they traveled across, like, northern Asia, and, like, the tomb that was found was in Siberia.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, like, up in, like, you know, the top of Russia, the top of Asia.
Right, area. Yeah.
And they were, like, a warring people, and, like, the Scythians are most likely where the Amazon tales come from, like, mm-hmm. those are the Scythians.
Yeah.
And they, like, that lady, like, everybody's probably seen the meme, and it's, like, the woman, and it's a mummy, and she's got the ornamental deer.
Yes, I've
That's
seen it, yes.
a Scythian princess.
Okay.
So this guy is a Scythian, like, king guy, right?
Okay.
And they call him the, they call her the ice princess, and they call him the ice king, I think,
mm-hmm.
or the ice man of something. I can't remember. Anyway, he's got all these ornamental tattoos on him. He's also got the therapeutic tattoos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is where the cutting came in with mm-hmm. those. But for the ornamental tattoos, like, he's got this ram on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they find this piece of felt. And when they tested it, they found that the felt ram was the exact same as the ram on him. And then they've discovered through testing that the at least one of the ways that the Scythians and other peoples, because the Patras, I don't know, it's somebody else that was like, they weren't the same as the Scythians, but like they came in a lot of contact and they had the same practice mm-hmm. that the Scythians had of tattooing these animals because they were hunters, right? And so they tattooed the image of the animal on them for magical protection and help in hunting, right? But the ram that was on him,
mm-hmm.
the felt had been soaked in the dye and then put on the skin, and that's how the tattoo
huh.
was absorbed.
So was it
so
like
it's like a permanent mark or semi-permanent mark.
So it's like and you say that in my head, I'm imagining these temporary tattoos we've got for kids.
But no, because it was like much more like it would like think closer along the lines of like remember the Pictish from season one we talked about in the Green Children
mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Right, and right. But they had, like, did they was painted. There stabbing with
no,
that?
No, like the Pictish they painted themselves with a dye that like stayed for a long time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the Scythians, like obviously it's too old for them to figure out what mm-hmm. it was that they used, but it seems that they had found some kind of way of putting permanent or at least semi-permanent
uh-huh.
markings on the skin without breaking the skin, but allowing the skin huh. to absorb these probably plant pigment of some sort.
Must be. It must
be.
It has
to be a plant pigment. And like, uh-huh. I mean, it's like, I mean, think about henna, right?
Right.
Which henna is very temporary, but at the same time, it lasts
a while.
Like a while.
Longer right? than a modern temporary tattoo,
exactly.
that's for sure. We're talking like weeks.
A temporary tattoo lasts for a couple days.
If off. That, yeah.
Right? Yeah, like. Most of them, like, you scratch your face and you're like, damn it, my tiger is gone.
Well, when I say temporary tattoo, I just mean the way it's applied.
Oh,
the
okay.
application.
Gotcha.
Yeah, not
gotcha.
The, like, the
yes.
yes.
In very, I guess so.
Because it would be wet, yeah. I imagine.
Well, I'm sure whatever it was would be wet. To
so they,
I mean, like,
I just wonder, did they hold it on there like you do?
And there's no way to know, because, like, one thing that I was reading, it's like, because, you know, the only evidence we have of these tattoos is on mummified corpses because skin breaks down otherwise, right?
Right? Mm-hmm.
So only do we have evidence of tattoos in cultures where there happen to be mummified remains, not necessarily because of mummies being part of their culture like
mm-hmm.
in Egypt,
but like
because
ice,
of the environment,
like you
the
said, ice.
Exactly. But let's talk about Egypt. Did you read anything about the Egyptian tattoos? Because, oh my God.
Okay. I did, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. The ones that really stuck out to me were India and Alaska. But go ahead,
okay.
please.
So the fucking Egyptians, and there's also like evidence of the same practices in like some South American peoples and
uh-huh.
some Polynesian
uh-huh.
peoples. So they had, there was a thought process originally that tattooing and being tattooed was women's work or a woman tradition in these cultures because
mm-hmm.
only women were found to be tattooed except like one Egyptian man also found to be tattooed. But the women were tattooed around their abdomens, their thighs.
Oh,
their
fertility.
Breasts.
Fertility, right?
It was for
okay.
protection in pregnancy.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do
a lot
remember.
Of them would
mm-hmm.
have this god named I think it was Bass, B-A-S, who was the god of childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
And all the muscle areas that these tattoos would be on, mm-hmm. they would be in areas that would deal with the muscles for childbirth.
Yes, I and remember that. I do.
And now, maybe there were some, too, for fertility. I mm-hmm. didn't read that. I mostly read, like, specifically protection in childbirth.
Right.
But also, like, fertility makes 100% sense, too, mm-hmm. because, again, these are all the same muscles that are involved. And I'm not trying to give YouTube a show. It's just, this is where those tattoos existed because
right.
men didn't get tattooed because tattooing in these specific cultures was just for protection in childbirth.
Well, and that brings me to that is really cool. And that brings me to the Indian thing that I read, which again, tattoos were for women, but it was to make them appear unattractive to other tribes who would come and try and steal away other tribes' women. So what they would do is they would tattoo their face and make them look quote-unquote unattractive. I doubt they looked unattractive, right. but less appealing to someone of a different culture.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, because, like, I have had on my Morning Witch videos when I was first doing them, I had a lot of men who thought that they could come on there and be like, you'd be so much prettier if you didn't have the face metal.
Oh my god, that's what they were doing to the Indian women, and that's fucked up. Oh my god, they would be so much prettier if they didn't have these tattoos.
And it's like, okay, A, I think I got the facial jewelry because I personally thought it made me look more attractive.
I mean,
like, period, point blank. Like, what? Full credit to Alexis Arquette and that lip ring in the Chucky movie that they were in because. Rest in peace. May you rest in peace, Alexis. My favorite Arquette. Sorry, like, I love Alexis Arquette.
Well, and piercings have their own thing in spirituality. That could be a whole episode.
I didn't even think about that.
Me either, yeah, but that could be a whole episode in itself. Because, I mean, I know those are, like, in Africa, you've got the ones that go like that. They all mean something. But we're talking about tattoos now.
So, and is this, like, a specific part of India that
just different tribes from what I understand, because like India used to be indigenous.
Well, yeah,
I mean everything used to be, you know what I mean, but like
I just didn't know if it was like everywhere in India did that, or just like,
I don't think so. I think it was just certain groupings of people, and I thought that was
right. Like I was like searching for, and I was like, I have no idea. I'm not even gonna try.
Certain tribes did that, and I thought that was really cool. That was really interesting.
That is very interesting.
Well, and I know it's like it's not even just female modification, whatever you want to call it. That's not the first time that that has happened throughout history. I mean, I know I read a tribe. I can't remember which, what it was, but they cut their noses off to make them appear less attractive.
Cut off your nose to spite your face. Sorry, it got dark.
No, that's okay. To make them appear less attractive, but I think the women may have done that themselves. But anyway, I just thought that was really interesting. Now, Alaska.
Like, no, because like I absolutely would avoid being graped mm-hmm. and cut my nose off.
Oh yeah, 100%. Or their boobs absolutely. And things like that. Yeah.
Well, I might cut them up, but I'm not cutting them off.
But Alaska tattoos are really cool, and they are coming back, and I mean that respectfully when I say that, because I can't
it's
remember if I
the wild and
yes
your wild heritage as well as the
women
wildlands.
Will get tattoos in Alaska and it'll be like lines like on their chins and across their cheeks and things like that, and that is so cool, and people are doing that now. And I follow this one TikToker who's Alaskan, and she got her tattoo, and she said her family, like her grandparents, were not necessarily supportive just because indigenous tattoos throughout the recent history has been given such a bad name.
Well, not just that, but like think about it again, like we were talking earlier, and mm-hmm. I was saying like these people are a product of the society that they've been mm-hmm. raised in. When it's dangerous to show these things, like, because I talk about all the time about how, like, my grandparents were very proud to be Russian, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they were Russian in America after World War II. They were not openly Russian.
Mm-hmm.
They might have inside their home had up their ancestral pictures, and they might have had Russian lacquerware everywhere, and there might have been eggs everywhere in the house. But they weren't walking around outside of their home talking about being Russian mm-hmm. because they would have been discriminated against.
It's so sad.
Because it was during the Cold War.
Well, it's so sad. You know, I know, like, Irish.
Third grade.
The Irish.
I still get outraged by that. I know it's silly, but, like, I'm like, how is a third grader going to call another third grader a motherfucking commie? Like, I'm sorry.
They don't even know what the fuck that means.
Exactly.
So mad. But, you know, the Irish had to do something similar. Native Americans up until, like, the, like, recent years had to do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, you say the Cold War. That is recent years.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know.
Because, like, my grandmother's grandmother was mm-hmm. Native. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother always told me that her father was Black Irish, mm-hmm. as opposed to saying he was half Irish and half Native, because she was probably told that all the time mm-hmm. as to why he looked different, because they would have been discriminated against otherwise,
mm-hmm.
because he passed. I mean, like, that's why the word passing
right.
exists.
Right, absolutely.
Like, term, obviously the word passing exists for a lot of reasons, but the term passing in this regard, it's for just that. It's you pass in society, and so you don't pass as easily in society when you mark yourself mm-hmm. out to be quote-unquote different.
Right.
And I mean, that's not a bad thing. It's mm-mm. good to be.
No, it is, and people are embracing it now.
Yes.
Speaking of discrimination when it comes to tattoos... Recently, if you want to pronounce that, because I don't... okay.
Maori.
So, recently...
Indigenous individuals from New Zealand.
Yes.
And we are trying to pronounce it properly. If we miss-said it, greatly apologize. But literally, I was on YouTube before this trying to make sure we said it properly.
1913, it became illegal for the Maori to do their tattoos because they wanted them to do more modern... Specifically, from what I said, it said medicinal practices, which makes me wonder if, like, some of the tattoos, like you were mentioning, were therapeutic because it did say that.
And, you know, to me, because those tattoos are specifically in line with that mentality of the personalization of the mm-hmm. tattoo, right? When you get your tattoo in that culture,
mm-hmm.
it is specific to you. You mm-hmm. don't go to it. Like, in America, most people go to a tattoo artist and they say, I want this. And then the tattoo artist asks you to give them the image, right? And then they tattoo on you the image. Like this one, I just told him what I wanted and he built the image for me. This one, I told him what I wanted. They built the image for me. But at the same time, I was saying what I wanted, right? Those tattoos, it is done by the artist. Sorry, my dog is being noisy because there are puppies in the kitchen and he wants the food that's being disseminated, I believe. I don't know. Sorry about the noise. Anyway, these tattoos, it's not picked by the individual. The individual is assigned by the artist a tattoo that is part of their identity now, just like with the ancient Scythians and the ancient South American cultures that had these same kinds of tattoos where it is part of your identity once it is part of your flesh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I believe that part of the reason that those were outlawed, and I think I read this, but maybe it was just my own interpretation. I'm not positive, but I think it was to remove that cultural identity,
mm-hmm.
force assimilation, just like, you know, the Indian schools in America and
right.
Canada had. Like, it was... forcing assimilation, because I also follow several TikTokers mm-hmm. that are like, indigenous people and Alaskan and Inuit. And actually, like, you mentioned the ones across the bridge of the nose, and those tattoos, they actually serve a purpose for living up in the north.
Mm-hmm.
It helps to cut down the sunlight. They also have, like...
I bet it does.
Like, there was a tribe that has, like, a bone that they cut... markings into, so it cuts, it's like sunglasses, it was like the original sunglasses, right.
right?
But then another tribe, because it was I'd seen a TikTok compilation of these two young ladies,
mm-hmm.
and, like, they were both from a specific area of either Canada or North America, or some part of North America, because Canada's part of North America. Sorry, guys, I'm dumb. Anyway, they were, like, comparing the different, like, tribal, like, or original tribal displays, you know? Mm-hmm. And the one lady had a cross the bridge of her nose, and the other one had the bone thing. But they both serve a similar purpose of helping you see when there's just... Because you know how the snow gets so bright in the sunlight, yeah. And it can blind you. Literally, you get snow blindness. Mm-hmm. That's an actual thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's
the,
like...
The
it's
dark markings, like, if you think about, like, camouflage out in, you know, like, because that serves a purpose as well, and it's to help your vision.
So...
Like, so these are almost therapeutic as well as stylized, like, identity pieces.
On Ice Planet Barbarians...
I'm not minimizing. I am actually, like... Full respecting.
No, absolutely. On Ice Planet Barbarians, they live in an ice planet, and they're barbarians, and one of the ways that they dealt with sun blindness was they would take soot and rub it around their eyes.
Yes!
Like, and they would do different things like that. So, like, when you mentioned that, I was like, I know that! I read that!
Like, what's funny is I laughed the way I did because the way you said it, it sounded like a TV show, and my brain went to Ice Road Truckers.
Oh, yeah.
And then I realized what you said, and I was like, don't laugh out loud. Like, it's going to sound shitty. But it was so funny in my head, because we're like, on Ice Planet Barbarians, and I'm picturing these truckers.
But it was really interesting to learn about. But so it recently became legal again. Like, they overturned that in, like, 1960 or 1963. I can't remember. But, I mean, they just, same with Alaskan and with the Maori.
I think
it's so many people are in. They're now embracing these indigenous tattoos.
Right, and like, what's beautiful about that is like, we can't say that tattoos are like everywhere, right? Because like, I was convinced that Vikings had to be tattooed, right? There's only two historical references to possibly Vikings having tattoos, mm-hmm. but they were both from Arabian sources mm-hmm. that. One was very derogatory about the Vikings. And, like, okay, so one thing, he was one of the people that talked about how unclean the Vikings were. Because they, the men, they bathed every day by, like, washing their hands and their face and their heads in a communal bucket. But I think, okay, I think that is, like, look, if you take it back to the old ways, right, think about it.
You gotta save water.
Well, not just save water, but you live communally. You're with these guys all the time. If I have a strong immune system and you encounter a germ, if we're using the same wash bucket every day, my body's going to encounter that germ when we're washing together. I'm going to start producing antibodies for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to exchange this because we're exchanging our cup and drinking out of the same horn and all that kind of stuff. I mean, to me, it just like makes sense that it's actually for immunity purposes. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about We have vaccines because of herd immunity, right? We need the herd to be immune.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have herd immunity back in a time when you don't have science, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to share the germs. It's just like mothers, they used to clean their babies' noses out, right? Or mothers lick their babies.
Oh.
Because mm-hmm. they are getting in their body mm-hmm. whatever germs are in the baby's body. Right?
Yeah.
So they can now proactively create antibodies to pass through their breast milk when they're nursing their young, right? To keep their baby healthy. That's the same concept as the communal, like, mm-hmm. or that's how I see it. I don't know. It just, like, it made sense to me. So I was like, it's a misconception of mm-hmm. being dirty, right? It's just a different way of being healthy.
Well, and I think people, like, misunderstand as well and don't realize, like, did everybody take baths every single day up north? Probably not, but it's fucking cold, and they didn't have a heater back then. You couldn't just dip yourself in water and then be like, oh, I'm good. You risk hypothermia. You risk, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, like, no, I mean, like, there's different ways of life, but I still, like, every day they're washing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, but, like, I get what you're saying, and I agree, and at the same time, I go, they were washing every day.
Right.
Like, maybe not submerging.
Submerging and doing, like, a full bath. Right. But they were
cleaning.
Yes.
The important parts that are going to come in contact with each other. And, like, to me, it's very much... sorry, guys. You could hear that. My daughter could hear that, too. Sorry. I was shushing animal noise in the background. I apologize, dudes.
I looked up Hellenic tattoos. No, they did that to their prisoners. And that's not even uncommon. And there's like that's not even uncommon because, like you mentioned, like earlier. Well, you mentioned tattoos. Tattoos could be used as identification. Some positive, some not so positive. Right.
Granted, when
pirates,
I was talking about
Pirates of the Caribbean, yeah.
Technically, when I was talking about my identification piece, it was from, like, culturally, they looked at it from, like, this is how you, like, this is
the how person. We identify this person. Yes. Whereas, like, with Hellenic, it was like, this person is obviously a fucking prisoner or a slave. Or, like, like they did tattoo pirates back then because they were the criminals, you know?
And then, you know, but also the practice of using tattoos for protection, like, so let's go back to, like, there's multiple different customs of tattoos in, like, warrior societies, right? And a lot of it has to do with, like, so, like, down in, like, South America, their tattoos would be talking about, like, the victories that they've had and telling the story of their life.
I love it so much.
Through their tattoos. And, like, the Scythians, it's, like, the animals that they hunted and the animal, like, the animals that they survived on, that's what they tattooed on them. And it was from a standpoint of protection as well as relaying the story of their glory of when this happened. Because if you think about, like, if you're the hunter for your tribe and you bring in this great big deer, you fed everybody for
you're like, yeah, put
days.
That. Nobody's going to forget about this
exactly.
one. Yes, I love
yes.
that.
And so, like, you know, these, it really did, it was telling the story of their lives. It was providing protection in some places. It was providing fertility in some places. And it was bad in other places. But because of the good things, two things I want to say about this. Because of the good things that tattoos brought to human culture. Yeah, I'm going to say human culture. I like the way. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. One, because of all the good things they brought, like sailors and miners, they actually got tattoos on them for protection reasons.
Right.
That's how it started.
Well, Buddhist monks had tattoos as well for different, like, spiritual reasons. Like, I believe protection was one of them, but also just, like, different forms of enlightenment and things like that.
Yeah, but I just mean, like, the, like, a newer era people looking at the old ways going, that's a good idea. I'm going to you know, like, miners would get a lamp tattooed on them.
Oh, I like that. That's nice.
And sailors would get an anchor tattooed on them.
Oh, wow.
And that's
where the anchor comes from. Yes, yes. Okay.
Because
Popeye. Yeah.
Yes, because they learned that in these other cultures that they were interacting with, that that meant protection and stuff. And so there's that. And then the other thing that I want to say about that is from the standpoint of the good things that it brought to humanity, I think that is why in the Christian era it got stigmatized. You know, you all, like, we kind of talked offline about this, but, like, you know, part of the reason that the Christian faith says that they're anti-tattoos, or maybe not the Christian faith, but Abrahamic religions in general, anti-tattoos, because you're marring the image of God because we're created in God's image. And I do believe that for the faithful, that is actually a reason that they might be having an aversion to. But I think the religions themselves, the churches themselves, they don't want people to have their own power.
I think
own identity from these adornments.
It was something created, or a rule or law or whatever, created so long ago that now it's just embedded. And you know what I mean? And I think you're right. It started out as something entirely different. While they preached about it being one thing to get people to go along with it. And nowadays it's just so embedded in people.
Right. Because, like, you know, we talk about, like, these things are, you know, like the Maori are encouraged to reclaim their heritage through these traditional tattoos. Right. But at the same time, like, 15 years ago, on Facebook, I joined the Facebook group, Tattoo Acceptance in the Workplace, because
it's
still not fully accepted everywhere. And like, even in the 90s, it was a huge part of the counterculture. Like, regular people didn't get tattoos. But at the same time, it's funny because, so in ancient times, one of the things I read was that tattoos could be indicative of an upper class, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that goes
at shaman and medicine women and doctors, you know, having these tattoos. But yet, it's so rare and hard to find a doctor that does have a tattoo where they're allowed to show it. I mean, I've been to a certain hospital, and they allow their doctors to have tattoos. But not all doctor, like hospitals or whatever, allow that.
Professionals, it's not acceptable. Like, when I got this tattoo and it went down as far as it did, I was like, shit. Because now I can't get a job where...
You wear a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah, because if I reach out and that's exposed, I could get in trouble at work.
And that's just ridiculous. Because it's
not accepted everywhere. But, you know, from the standpoint of the upper classes and tattoos being associated with that, you know, it makes sense because, if you think about it, historically, tattoo artists were incredibly skilled individuals. They had to...
Damn, they still are.
But, like, okay, so now they have a lot of cleaning implements to make sure they don't get you infected.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, they didn't, but... You didn't get infected and die from tattoos. That's why it was part of cultures, because these people were so skilled at only piercing the upper epidermis and not going too far and not hitting veins. And you know what I mean? So, like, A, it makes sense that tattoos might be exclusively to the upper class. Like the Scythians, for example. They seem to be the upper classes or who got tattoos, right? Whereas, like, the Egyptians... It was just all ladies. It didn't seem to be only upper class ladies from what I read. But they only, you know, there's only evidence of so much. So, you know, we, again, skin disintegrates over time. So except for things where we have mummified evidence, we can only guess based on like figurines. However, the things that are based on like the thought processes that are based on figurines. Here's my thought, and I want to know your thoughts. In art, we decorate things. I mean, since we've been able to, we've decorated our own bodies, our own hair, our nails, everything, right? So in art, of course we would decorate this human figure that is drawn, even if in our own society, people aren't decorating their skin that way. That's
I agree. No, I agree with you. It doesn't seem like a very accurate type thing. Because, I mean, fuck, do you remember in the 90s? They had those teddy bears that you drew on and then you threw them in the fucking...
Oh, my God. My daughter's Google doodle.
Yeah, and then they threw them in the washer.
Yes,
yeah.
I love doodle bears. Gia and Roz both had a doodle bear.
Really? I never had one. My sister had one. I didn't have one.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they pretty much... There was a time they got, like, the same stuff all the time just to make sure everything was even, you know, because age-wise and whatever. But, like, I do remember doodle bears. God, those were fucking awesome. But I also, I was that kid that had a Barbie that was covered in tattoos. Like,
oh, my God.
I was always going to be tattooed. And that's the other thing about, like, we talk about tattoos and spirituality. You know, I think the current era mentality, at least in the Western world, toward tattoos, where it's like, this is part of my identity. This is part of how I feel I look nice. This is how I think I can make myself more attractive. This is how I can honor things. I think that's beautiful because it's very much where tattoos came from.
I agree. I think that's gorgeous. I love the way you said that.
Because, like, my tattoos, like, most of them have a significance. You know, like, I've got my daughters in roses on the back of my leg. I honor my ancestors that were non-pagan with my Orthodox cross. I've got my pentacles, so I'm protected everywhere I go. I've got memories for my loved ones that have passed. I have more that I want to get, but, you know...
Money. Get tattoos. Tattoos are expensive. I'm curious. So, Yeah, oh, go ahead. Do any of our viewers have tattoos? And what are the special meanings for you guys?
Right? Like, would you like to share them with us? So, like, you can go on Twitter or on X. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to dead name it. You can go on Twitter at Classiest Witches or on Threads at Witches Talking Tarot and show us pictures of your tattoos.
Yes, and if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. Comment and let us know about your tattoos. You already
tell
said?
Tell us, like, if you have tattoos, do they have significance to you? Are they spiritual in any way? Because, like, I don't know, like, when I was reading that, like, all these hunter societies, people got images of the animals that they were hunting on them, I found it highly fun for me that all my tattoos pretty much have flowers. And it's because I was high-key obsessed with flowers. And I still am, but I don't like bringing them out of nature as much anymore. Which, again, makes me love my tattoos more because then I get to have them with me in that regard. But, like, do you guys have, like, do you have a theme for your tattoos? Are there spiritual significances? What's your next tattoo going to be? I am going to get, I want a spider web on my elbow.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to see if Gia would be interested in doing a spider web on my elbow. Because, like, A while ago, I decided I wanted to incorporate some animals, and now that we did our research, I'm like, fuck yeah, I really want to incorporate these animals. So yeah, I'm going to start with spider and snake because of the goddess and go from there. So, like, do you guys have any tattoos on the books? What are they? I'm curious.
Let us know, and you can, hey, Melissa.
Hey, Victoria.
Hey, Pam.
Hey, Death by DVD. If you would like your own fancy shout-out, you can join us on Witches Talking Tarot, or on patreon.com/witchestalkingtarot, and support your favorite witches.
Thanks for sitting with us for a spell.
Bye.
Do you have to throw on your favorite true crime podcast before bed in order to fall asleep? Same. And it's the very reason that I created Serial Napper. My name is Nikki Young, and I'm here to lull you to sleep or perhaps to give you nightmares with some of the craziest true crime stories that you've never heard of. Each episode of Serial Napper features a different true crime story told succinctly the way that it happened. Just the facts, ma'am. My focus is on unsolved crimes that need more attention, cold cases, and wrongful convictions. While true crime shows can sometimes be graphic in nature, I ensure that the story is told in a way that is respectful to the victims and their families. Now, when it's time for bed, you can look forward to 30 minutes of well-researched and detailed case files while you get your beauty sleep. Find Serial Napper on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you like to listen to podcasts. Sweet dreams.